The HMS podcast is available on the 98 KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest, always having access to your equity, and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit? It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number NB100-2031, NMLS Number 1863775. Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
This guy.
Not sure this room's ever been weirder. But it's not normal. It's just about that time. Jeremy, you won last week for Rock Wars as a representative in the chair. Welcome back, old man Jer. You've been hiding down the hall all week long.
It's working, man.
Busting your balls. That's right. Making it right. Did you cut your beard off?
Yeah.
Look at you.
What?
Clean. Look at how clean Jeremy looks.
Wait.
Well, by comparison, Marcus is right.
Thanks, Marcus.
All things relative,
we're on the same
Marcus.
Team right now, man.
He's on your team. He just doesn't want to be.
Is he still dyeing his hair?
We found out earlier that Confederate soldiers used to dye their hair for photographs. Is that true?
Listen, I'm on the North, okay? I'm bought in on the Civil War thing. There's no getting past it, but can I at least be on the North, please?
No. Sorry. So you and Brett and Marcus Meng, host of Sunday Night's Into the Pit, which is on from the 9 to midnight. I don't listen to it.
Sometime.
It scares me. I'm not going to lie to you. It's horrifying. It's horrifying music for people who scare me to death. Marcus is the host. And how long have you done this now, Marcus? It's been a while, right?
Yeah, this is my 17th year.
Is that right?
Yeah. Since Good. I was 23 years Lord. Old.
God, that's the longest running version of it, right? I mean, because Larry Mack didn't do it that long.
No, I mean, he did it multiple times, but not that long.
Not in a row.
No, not in a row.
17 years of Into the Pit, and I'm just shocked people still do it. It's scary.
Well, John, I mean.
It's horrifying. But, it's like a genre of music that I get. But it's always surprised me who listens. Sales guy Doug downstairs.
I always call him Incognito Metal Man.
Yeah,
because I mean, you would never guess he.
That
lived.
Should be his Twitter handle.
We spent. This sounds worse than it's. Let me finish the sentence before you guys judge. We spent the night together in Maricopa once. We was dancing.
Oh.
And so we went down to see Chappelle, and we got too drunk, and we got. I didn't stay in his room. He didn't stay in my room. But we stayed together. And then he drove back. And at 6:45, 7 in the morning when we were coming back on a Sunday, all of a sudden Doug's not talking. We're not talking because it's too early. And he cranked up some of the most demonic nonsense I've ever. And I'm around this world.
Don't judge and say it's demonic.
I was scared to death. He was on fire half the time. It was crazy. But, yeah, so we decided to invite Marcus in on Rock Wars because, you know, we have to. And Jeremy, you won last week, so you get to pick this week's topic, please. Jeremy Thomas, old Jer. I like that you do that. You cover up
all right, the mic. We're going to go with best song to play while you're simmering the sauce.
Now, what does that
gravy,
mean?
Gravy, come on. Whatever you want it to mean.
Because I always knew that as prison sex.
Okay, if that's what you want it to mean.
Simmering the sauce has always been known to me as your celly is bored. Okay, so you got strong-armed into this. This is not your choice. Clearly,
yes.
Italian mobster.
The Italian influence in the group told me that this
Satan
is the way we're going.
And Italy pushed you that direction. All right, so song, like an Italian, like maybe an Italian band, you know, something Italian-themed while you're trying to make your Italian sauces, right?
And then metal bands?
And you can dance to it. Yeah.
No.
So we'll find something in there. Brady, you get something in there, an Italian-themed cooking and dancing song for when you're making your gravy.
And Brady, none of that.
This deal here.
No rap pack, right, basically.
Out. Right. And we'll ban Sinatra, Dean Martin. I don't know if Sammy counts in that. I don't know. He can play Candyman.
Italians like Sammy?
Oh, they loved him, right?
Oh, yeah, because he's with Frank. I mean, he's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he's all right. Annoying.
He's I know your people.
Your people back in the day.
Oh, yeah, back then.
Frank had to know him.
You don't laugh either, Marcus. Your people ain't any better.
The Germans aren't better. You look confed, Johnny Reb, here. We got all of us have our issues. Let's. If we're going back in time, we're going to tear down all the statues in this room. All right, so if you want to help out, Holmberg at 98KUPD.com, you can text 97936. You can call us 585-9800. Give us suggestions on Facebook, however you feel like it. Rock Wars. Best Italian rock to simmer your sauce. It's 98 KUPD.
Gravy.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
It's time for the weekly battle of musical supremacy. We call this Rock Wars. And today, in the chair, Brett Vesely and his Italianness has incorporated the powers of Into the Pit host Marcus Meng, which is going to make Rock Wars so weird now. Because Meng is just not.
Wait, what does that mean?
Look,
he's coming out of the gate hard on this one. I don't know what
yes,
it is.
Yes.
But
is he?
Oh, wait,
right.
wait.
I'm
no.
guessing, yeah.
The adorable thing is Rich thinks this is hard.
See, I, well, adorable. That's what, you know what's funny?
Wow.
His wife says the same thing all the time.
Oh!
Hey,
no,
let's go dancing.
You're going to be careful. He'll end up dancing.
Jeremy picked the topic, strong-armed by Italians into this topic, which is a good Italian song to simmer your sauce to.
Because gravy?
Gravy. I'm sorry. You're gravy. You know, get it for a week, Brett. All of a sudden, everybody's the thing.
So the sauce simmering Italian gravy. Rock. Gravy yeah, simmering Italian rock. And many, many people had suggestions. Jeremy, you still have control of who goes when. So I want you to control this right now. Jeremy, who won last weekend, Marcus takes off the rubber. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Brady, you go first.
Brady, you're first.
You got it. We talked about how Brett, when he's making the sauce afterwards,
gravy.
He likes to dance.
Yeah.
He's making his gravy and makes the feet happy. So I had no idea, but I went with the master musician, Joe Pesci. He's got a song called Wise Guy.
Oh, I know about this.
Everything.
This was in the 80s, wasn't it?
Now, this is simmering music.
No need to show off.
Is this clean?
No, I'm a wise guy.
Now, little known fact, Normie, that Joe Pesci was in Jimi Hendrix. He toured with him.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A band called, I think, the Starlighters opened for Jimi Hendrix.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't drive by.
This is pretty solid.
I like that.
Joe Pesci's wise guy. That's tight.
All right. That's got to go in the rotation.
All right. Who do you want next, Jeremy, me or Marcus? Me? All right. Mine is, I had two choices. I was going to go with Joe Dolce's Shut Up A You Face, but that's just too Italian.
Here's a little sample.
Yeah, Shut Up A You Face. This is my mom's favorite song. She used to think this was hilarious for some reason. KOB Radio in Albuquerque played it every morning, and my mom just, she needed to be in a home, I think.
I love your mom.
Yeah, she was pretty funny. And she'd go,
they're stupid Italians.
And then we'd turn it way up. So that was one. And then I looked at, and I searched for a second, like, what's the greatest Italian rock band in American history? And the two that came up, embarrassingly enough, were Bon Jovi and Extreme. Gary Cherone and Nuno Bettencourt. So I almost did more than words. But then it just hit me. Brady said something, and I'm like, yeah, that's the keeper right there. So I give Brady credit for sparking this idea. This is what I think of when I think of Italian cooking, eating, and just Italians in general. And I think I'll let the music do the talking.
That's solid.
Yeah,
that's solid.
Because this is the last time we all saw Tony alive. And this makes, and I want to see a bunch of Italians simmering gravy, crying and arguing over David Chase's ending.
It wasn't a complete ending.
You don't know if he's dead.
The sauce is done.
Yeah.
That's what makes the gravy better. The tears and the salt from the tears crying into the sauce.
Mama's tears in the gravy. You can taste the pain that she feels when Tony's dead.
Those are some good calls.
Yeah, all right. There you go. There's two. And then finally, Marcus, your choice from Into the Pit, 9 to midnight, if you want to meet the devil on Sundays.
There we go.
He shows up every
time. He's kind of a dick.
He's not a nice guy, but that's his M.O.
Yeah.
He's on brand.
So I feel like I should set it up a little bit. I did hear your discussion earlier and the atrocity that is sugar in any type of gravy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So some of the lyrics as well.
Oh, no.
What? No, that's fine. That's fine. Sweeten your pain with fairy dust as desperation melts down this toxic powder on that spoon you set your life on fire.
Oh, devils. Put your seatbelt on for this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's just some. So I went with the greatest symphonic metal band in Italy, and that is Flesh God Apocalypse.
Of course. And this is what you see Brett's mother making gravy to.
No, this makes the gravy taste better.
You add this to the gravy.
This is no different than Metallica being played when whiskey is being brewed.
It's sort of like the Italian crossroads.
Wow, okay.
Is that right?
Italian.
Yeah. Infuse this into the gravy.
Yes.
You're bringing the fennel to the party.
That's right. You are rock and roll fennel in Brady's world. That extra dash of frightening. Well, this isn't bad.
The song says that sugar is supposed to help satiate the pain. We all know Italians don't feel pain.
They don't.
So that's why it's the devil's granular sugar. No way.
So on the ID for this song, the composer is listed as Francesco Frarini.
Hey, yeah, I like what I'm seeing there. All right, the Cimarron song. Now you vote. You can vote for Brett and Marcus's song that I've already forgotten.
Flesh God Apocalypse,
Flesh
Sugar.
God Apocalypse, Sugar. Flesh God Apocalypse is the name. Or you can vote for Brady's song, which I've already forgotten.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wise Guy.
Oh, Wise Guy by Joe Pesci. And then my song, Don't Stop Believing by Journey, tied into The Sopranos. Who will win? Holmberg at 98kupd.com. You can call 585-9800. Text the word WARS, 97936, or Facebook. We'll find out who wins next.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
All right, we've been through that already. It's time now for the results of Rock Wars. As we discover, Marcus Ming influence on the game is going to definitely cheer some people up and scare some others away. Corey says, two Rammstein songs, one morning sickness. What the hell? Yes. Now Marcus is going to win Rock Wars. It's the most metal day ever. Thank you, Corey. You have fans.
That's good.
I got Italians. I got Marcus fans. I gotta get out of here.
I'm surprised they're allowed the phone calls from the prison right now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're in the morning. They're usually working, aren't they? Or working out. The song that Jeremy chose after being cornered. What was that?
That was my watch.
That was the Italian. Time to get up.
That was a Tony Soprano ringtone, as a matter of fact.
Was it really?
Yes.
Good God,
could
man.
You be any more cliche?
Yeah, I was going to say. They say stereotype. Like, the Defamation League is going to be mad at you.
How do you not drive like an Oldsmobile with a truck that fits five dead bodies?
I got a town car at the house, all right?
I mean, my Blazer fits three.
Yeah, and the shovel, of course. And the lie, which is why you bought it. Anyway, the song to best simmer sauce to.
Gravy.
Okay, gravy.
Come on.
Sorry. Marcus Ming from Into the Pit on Sunday nights at horrifying times of 9 to midnight has chosen Apocalyptic Tennis Shoes.
Flesh God Apocalypse. Although that is a good punk band name.
Tennis Shoes not bad.
Apocalyptic
right?
Tennis Shoes is great for punk band.
It is. I come up with those now and again.
And what's the band we're wearing?
Oh, Ringworm?
Ringworm.
Yes.
Molly Ringworm. Right? So Apocalyptic Tennis Shoes, and the song was?
Sugar.
Sugar. And then Brady chose... I forgot again.
Joe Pesci.
Wise guy. And I chose Don't Stop Believing by Journey for Brett's family to make some sauces. We have the Paydago Challenge coming at you. So what do you got over there on the votes with – where did you have the phones first?
On the phones, two for Marcus, two for you, and
you got
three for Brady.
Brady's on it. All right, so there you go on that. Brady was a runaway on the emails. He got 10 votes like right away.
Wow.
And then me and the chair got two each.
Right now, 57% of the vote on text goes to Brady.
Oh, my.
With the chair close second, he's within reach, and you've only got 5%.
Man, how in the world is Journey getting trounced like this? All right, let me go to the phones here, Brett, just if they're ringing. I got 585-9800.
I got one here.
Let's see what you got. Hi there. Welcome to Rock Wars. Go ahead and vote on which one you like the most.
Hey, I'm going with good old Marcus, man. I'm glad you guys brought some hard rock back into this.
All right. Well, thank you, Marcus. That guy sounds almost angry.
I live to give.
I right, got it.
Never mind.
Screw it. The phones are a mess. And every time I ask, they blow up and then they go away. What was I going to get? Oh, yeah. I was going to read the emails there. And I'm nervous about having Marcus here because I'm afraid of the people that are emailing. I'm just getting a lot of F yeah. I think that's a vote for you. This one is from E Butthole. It says, Brady makes the ladies nakey. I vote for Brady. Sorry, but nobody liked the ending to Sopranos. Nobody. You tainted the song. The show tainted the song. I'm going with Brady because I don't even know what the hell that other thing was. Bruno. Bruno picked that. Brett, Marcus, if I remember correctly, that's only a couple skate at Rollerama, your song, and it scared me. Brady, good pick, but as always, I'm voting for the Chancellor. This person says Brady. Marcus gets that one. Great choices this week. Ming, I nearly crapped my pants. What was that? Do you find that that's like, do you find people that will call your show and say, I didn't know that this was on and I'm horrified by it?
No, not at all.
They just know.
Normies are asleep by then.
That's true. The norms are out.
Or they're streaming The Sopranos and about to get really disappointed.
Right. You prick, John. You bring up Tony Soprano so we can cry into our gravy with that song? Yeah. I'm going with Brady. Unbelievable.
We do have some phones if you want to go.
Right, yeah, go ahead. Here we go. Hi there. Who's this?
This is David.
David, who are you voting for?
Vote for Brady.
You're going to give Brady the vote. All right. Well, I got to get that down. I'm not doing this.
I got it.
All right. Yeah, you got it? For the best stuff, go ahead. Hi there. Who's this?
Jimmy.
Jimmy, go.
Chancellor.
That's me. Is it 1-1-1 right now?
1-1. No votes for the chair yet.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Give me another one.
That's it.
Jesus, the other one's coming up.
Here we go.
Yeah, they'll start coming in.
Go ahead.
Hi there. Who's this? Hello.
I'm going with Marcus.
Marcus gets
first. He is.
It's going to take
now it's
you
even 1-1-1.
I don't want it to go on forever, for Christ's sake. Either. Who's this?
Richard.
Richard, who are you voting for?
The chair.
The Ooh. Chair. That's two for Marcus. He could win it in his first go on at least this category. Hi there. Who's this?
Tristan.
Tristan, go ahead.
Who do you think?
Me.
Duh.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's two for me. Thank you, Tristan. Yeah, duh.
Yep.
All right, go ahead. Hi there, who's this?
Ray.
Ray, who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Brady.
Brady, Jesus, it's 2-2-2. This has never happened before.
I think this will be the first time Pesci's ever been played on the air, too,
Pesci
for God's
versus
sake.
Apocalyptic tennis shoes? Are you kidding me? All right.
Yeah, for real.
I know who's going to handle this. Go ahead. This will be for the win. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ronnie.
Ronnie, go. Who are you getting?
I got Brady.
All right, another one for Brady. I think the radio just told you to vote for Brady on the Reaper. But, all right, there you go. All right, close it down.
My wife got in.
Shut it all down. John Gordon, pick a number between 1 through 7, and we'll determine by that what the categories are. Go ahead.
Number three
is email, and that's Brady. That's what he got. So Brady gets it this week. Joe Pesci has defeated Apocalyptic Tennis Shoes and the song Sugar violently.
And you.
And me, but I'll come back. I'll be fine. I'm surprised. I'm not surprised that Joe Pesci beats Journey. Your guys probably should have put up a better fight.
I'll have to tone it down.
Yeah, bring it back a little bit. Ease in.
I thought
ballads.
I thought that was a little bit easier than I expected, to be honest. I was kind of thinking maybe we'd have more of that entrails thing.
Oh, you mean something from like Cannibal Corpse or Cattle Decapitation?
Cattle Decapitation is the one I was leaning on.
Okay.
So, maybe mix that in. To the sauce. All right, you got the Pesci ready?
Oh, you want to play it now?
We'll wait. We'll do it in a second.
Come on now.
In the meantime, we'll do a little entertainment. Marcus, thank you. 7 to midnight to 5 in the morning to whenever brain stops thinking about it. It's into the pit. Sunday nights, Marcus Meng, a worthy representative for Rock Wars that never, ever are represented.
Pesci's got a simmer.
Yeah. It's time now for Brady to give you all the entertaining news that only Brady knows. We call this the Entertainment Drill, brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. And that, my friends, is where you can get a $169 2 months unlimited training deal or 1 month for $99. And if you head on down there to their pro shops, which are open while the gym remains closed, although yesterday announcements started to look like they might lean towards gyms opening up here soon. You can get yourself a T-shirt if you go down there, sign up in person, do that kind of thing. And, get a little bobble, get a little tangible item as you're walking in and out of the store, Then you're going to get in some great shape. Check out their videos at their website, reactdefense.com, and on their Facebook page. And start getting yourself into shape. Get that quarantine 15 off and learn some truly life-saving skills from some of the best trainers you'll ever imagine. And you can get to know them right there on their videos. Reactdefense.com, it's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Dr. Dre's estranged wife is contesting their prenup.
Of course she is.
Dr. Dre isn't out of his marriage without a fight. Nicole just filed legal documents, contesting their prenup. She said she was forced to sign the prenup shortly before they got married in 1996.
Forced?
Even though she was extremely reluctant and resistant and afraid to sign the agreement, she felt backed into a corner. Two years into the marriage, she claims that Dr. Dre told her he was ashamed that he made her sign a prenup for his billion-dollar empire, and he tore up multiple copies of the agreement in front of me.
So? He knew better that the real agreement was at the lawyer's office. That was just for sure. Right. He probably just wanted to get laid that day.
Exactly. Well, since the day he tore up the agreements, we both understood that there was no premarital agreement, and that was null and void. Dr. Dre has already offered to pay spousal support and all of Nicole's expenses, but she's gunning for a bigger piece.
How much? He's worth probably close to it. Yeah, he's I was going to say he's probably, if he's not at a billion.
And in 96, he wasn't that high up because I don't think Beats were out in 96. I don't think they were out then. So he just had his NWA money and his, you know, the Chronic money, I would think.
Yeah, he wasn't, I mean, enough to have a prenup to bring somebody into the party, but I don't know what she's splitting, but it isn't a billion.
No.
But at the same time, so you throw in, I don't know. I don't know how, I think I could say this as a normal human being, that if, you know, the person I was married to ended up making $1 billion and I signed before we got married something that said I don't want this if we get divorced or I agree to this, I don't think I would fight too hard for that. I know it would be hard to walk away, but it's not my accomplishment.
Yeah.
You know?
And she's still going to get taken care of. I mean, if, you know, if she was on the earlier prenup, I mean, he was definitely billions of there.
People always say that. You have a prenup? It's like, you can fight those. Those are so – and then you just drag your ass through court for – years trying to figure out how much the lawyers are going to make it so you didn't have to pay her. So you might as well just pay her. But yeah, it's pretty nasty. Those prenups are not as valuable as people think they are.
Last year, MLB announced plans for the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox to play a regular season game at the Field of Dreams in the cornfields in Iowa. That was supposed to happen, I think, next week, but it's been canceled.
Yeah, they have to.
Due to the COVID-19.
Most all of baseball will be canceled.
Well, they're going to
reschedule it next year. Brett, your White Sox will still be a team that will play, but the opponent hasn't been determined.
Yeah. I think so they canceled it because it was the Cardinals, and the Cardinals have had all the COVID stuff. Yeah,
they're heavy hard. They've got it.
Well, the initial plans was Yankees versus the White Sox.
Yeah.
Did the weren't there two games, though?
No, I think there was just the one.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. The have the Cardinals canceled their whole week?
I think they're allowed to start again Friday. I believe Friday they can come back.
This is a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess. Have the Marlins started playing yet? They played this week, right?
They just signed like 13 people.
Yeah, they got new guys. Yeah. Like, it's a whole new team.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
I know you'll be excited about this, John, but Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano got together. They're developing a Who's the Boss sequel.
Angela, Mona, Jonathan.
Judith Light,
Gordon
and
enjoys
Danny
that.
Pintaro.
He likes Tony Danza too much. He was giggling like crazy. Angela, they got married at the end. Marcus Mang and I exchanged what I thought was a very heartfelt conversation, and it turned out he was teasing. He said, "Well, did they finally get married?" And I said, "I think in the final season they actually did." And Marcus looked at me like, "I don't care."
No, I don't.
I know you don't, and I didn't realize that we weren't sharing a moment. I was walking into a buzzsaw.
Why don't you cry into your sauce, eh? Gravy.
Oh, right. Angela.
Well, supposedly.
Remember remember the episode when Jonathan was getting picked on and Tony tried to make him more of a man and teach him how to play baseball and all he wanted to do was play the violin?
Yeah, that worked out well
for him. But we all realized, though, that at like age 7, that even the television parents knew he was gay.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, you know, that Pintaro is, he's going to be a violinist more than he is a baseball player.
Got to play ball there, Jonathan. Angela.
Samantha, you remember their last name?
Tony Morelli
with an M. Michelli.
Michelli, yeah. And then it was Angela. God, Bowers. Yeah, good job, Gordon.
Wow.
If you give me the first words, I'll know the whole theme song. I just have to hear the first couple notes. Yeah.
Entertainment Weekly says,
what is it?
Judith Light and Danny Pintaro.
There's a time. Sorry, Brady. There's a time for love and a time for living. So take a chance and make a wish or something. Life along the road that it to a brand new life around the bend. There are times you lost a dream or two. John Gordon's with me on this.
Oh.
Found the trail and at the end was you. There's a path you take and a path worth taking. Choice is up to you, my friend.
I can't wait till Sodomizing Linda does her reunion
we'll
tour
do
with
TV,
this one. Yes.
TV theme songs. Jonathan, Mona, Angela. Sorry. I like that show, but I don't want it to come back. Cause why?
Well, they're like you guys were saying earlier, that they're running out of ideas. I mean, they brought Full House back, for God's sakes.
Mona's dead.
It was Fuller.
Yeah, Mona's dead. Yeah, she died.
Okay.
Catherine
people
Hellman.
Are asking, what about her? No, Catherine Hellman passed away last year.
Dead Mona.
Yeah, they don't have. Maybe that's there should be a skeleton in the attic.
Dead Mona.
why not? It's just so silly to have it back. You might as well have Dead Mona too. Yeah, it's tough.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, as a teenager, it was great to have Alyssa Milano around on the TV, but Now she's in her 40s, and things are different.
They'll have a living at home.
She'll have a hot daughter. And yeah, and Tony's still the maid for Angela Bowers. Got to vacuum up after the little lady. And they got married, I think, the last season, because why wouldn't they? And then, but it was never established who the boss was, I don't think.
What's the age difference, too?
Between Melissa and Tony?
Oh, I thought she would marry Alyssa.
Oh, no.
I was like, well, that was his daughter. I was like, see,
that only works Sunday from 9 to midnight in your devil's show.
Oh, wait, that was his daughter?
Yes.
Oh. Alyssa Milano was. I guess I didn't watch the show.
Samantha, put that banana down.
I'm offended. Did she drive an Audi, too?
She got leaning on the Audi.
You know what Tony Danza always used to do when he'd get upset? Tap dance.
Oh, that's right. He was dancing.
He's always dancing. Sorry, Brady. Very excited about who's the boss.
One little nugget. Disney Plus is going to release the live-action Mulan on September 4th. You can get it for $30 on top of your regular subscription fee. It was supposed to be the big blockbuster in the movie theaters.
But yeah, but not now.
Yeah.
Also in Who's the Boss, clearly Angela was the boss. She hired Tony to clean her house.
Yeah.
There was no question. That there was no need for the title of the show. Who's the boss? Well, the woman who pays you to clean her house is your boss.
The question mark at the end of the title was unnecessary.
Yeah, it was just who. Yeah, yeah. It was, unless her last name was Who, then there was no point for that to be the title of the show.
Just be Where's the Boss?
Yeah.
The boss is
in the kitchen.
Okay.
Hey.
Where she belongs.
I can't stop doing a tight accent.
I know. It's addictive. Sorry. Yeah. But then, you know, it was sexist when you think about it by today's Me Too standards that you hire a guy to clean your house and you're still asking who the boss is.
Hmm.
Yeah. Think about that, ladies.
It was Mona.
Yeah, dead Mona upstairs. Skeleton dead Mona.
All right, Brady. Anything else?
Last little music nugget. You shot down Kesha's premature release yesterday.
Yeah.
In her video that she's released the song Bite of Love, or Bit of Love, sorry, because she rides giant chickens with her half-human, half-cat boyfriend in the new video. Little Bit of Love.
Chicken or rooster?
It says giant chicken.
Okay. So there's no euphemism there that, like,
she's not riding the cock.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Brett.
Sorry. It's too easy. Throw that softball right out there.
How did you figure that out?
Brett did the math real fast on that. And I didn't know he was half Asian. Anyway, well, there you go. Is that it?
Yeah, that's
it. All right. We're all done. Let's get the hell out of here, shall we? Get done early today and get that Joe Pesci song in.
Hey, where's Pesci? Come on.
Pesci's coming. You guys get your win. Don't worry about it. There you go. It's 9:54. There's your entertainment drill. Thanks to our friends at reactdefense.com. Don't forget the Lerner and Rowe thing is up on our website, and you can check it out at Lerner and Rowe Gives Back. They're great people doing another great thing, this time for back-to-school stuff, giving backpacks back to kids who need them. Even though nobody's really going back to school, you still need the supplies and things like that. First day of school today for Kirby, Brady?
Yep.
And she already
got
done?
One class under the belt.
Do they fool around and make you go like an hour at a time?
Yeah, first class was 8:45, and then they're 40 or 45-minute classes.
And they're basically trying to pretend like it's a normal day. They're just clogging up her whole time.
Yep.
Man, that's not right.
Yeah.
And is she's up and drifting around, or do you have to keep an eye on her, or what's going on?
I think Ronnie's been keeping an eye on her, but yeah, not really. I'll let her stay in the office.
Are you going to use the Oculus while she works?
Yep.
Nice. All right, that's it for us. Joe Pesci's Wise Guy will be playing next. You guys have yourselves a phenomenal Wednesday. We will see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic, it's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker, number ND100-2031, NMLS number 186377, LifeChangerLoan Corp. is an equal housing lender.